VoiceAmericaVariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Live, it's Michelle Kors, 6 degrees, your connected consciousness.
And behave.
We're not separated by 6 degrees, we're connected. Discover what's hip, hot, happening, and what's not.
Help me help you. Help me help you.
It's what goes around, comes around radio.
Reason and accountability.
Basic instructions before leaving Earth.
6 degrees is the front line from finance to romance. Mainstream to metaphysical. Life, love, and the pursuit of passion.
Oh, all right.
When you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point.
Now, here's your host, Michelle Kors.
Welcome to 6 Degrees, coming to you live from Voice America Variety and Health and Wellness, as well as KWSS 106.7 FM, Phoenix, Scottsdale, and the Valley. Today's theme, The Voice of Reason. Later in the show, we have Jennifer O'Bannon, stylist and wardrobe consultant who can help you save time and money while feeling fabulous and, of course, fashion forward. Now we've got Jeff Spinard of Voice America and Voice America Talk Radio Network, and renowned broadcaster and founder of the KidStar Radio Network, Perry DeMone, to join us to launch Voice America Kids. We are doing auditions here today, live at the Voice America Studios, 1900 West University, Suite 231. That's going on from 9 until 3 o'clock today. I'm your host, Michelle Kors. If you have a question or comment for our guest, 866-472-5788. That's 866-472-5788. Also joining us as surprise guest, Maddie, my own personal mini-me in studio. So we're going to be talking to Maddie, too. Maddie was here for the last round of Voice America auditions for the KidStar Radio Network launching January 1st. Did you say 011? Sounds weird, but 011. And I think Mario Jr. is going to be joining us. I imagine he's listening online. I'm a little handicapped today. I'm not quite set up because my computer got a virus, but we can fake it here behind the scenes. So, Perry, so great to have you back.
How are
can't
you?
Wait. Great. Can't wait to hear about some of the auditions going on today, as well as some of the kids that, have won the opportunity to have a show on the network already. I know that Mario is going to be taping his first show this week, Eco-Friendly Mario, and I'm gonna help produce, hopefully, Maddie's show.
Oh, wow, that'll be great.
Yes, I would really like to do that.
Yeah, well, this is our second round, because last week we had first round, and then we decided, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Wow, time flies.
Yeah, I know. It was probably 2 or 3 weeks ago. But
we were so excited and thrilled to see how many kids came out to audition during fall break. They had testing. They had all kinds of issues that a lot of the kids could not come by. So we decided to have a second round today, and we already have kids showing up. And Maddie, I'm so proud of you. Oh, you are just awesome.
Thanks.
We were so proud of you. She did such a great job last week. And she is. She's like mini you. Look at the hair.
I know. We didn't even, and now we need a television show, Ryan. We didn't even color coordinate today, and look at us. Obviously, we're cut from the same cloth.
I'm going to have to go get the camera right now.
I think so. I think we need another round, too.
Well, Maddie is from Imagine Charter School. It's Imagine Prep, really, and Surprise. Mm-hmm. And she does so well over there. And, we work with Imagine quite a bit.
Yeah.
They're a fantastic school, great folks, great kids. And Maddie came out and, and got a position. She loves music, entertainment, fashion, community, all that stuff, and she's going to bring
it
all.
I know. I want to help her find a name for her show that encompasses everything, just like my show, and it's not that I have a fear of commitment or anything. I just like to talk about everything. So, you know, I used to have The Naked Truth, then I had 180 Radio,
I've known you for a long time. You might have a fear of commitment.
That's true, but that's another show topic. We won't have time to get into that today. But, I'd love to help her find something that she can explore everything she's passionate about. And if she comes across things that might, you know, not pigeonhole her into one specific, you know, theme. So if she comes across a charity she wants to bring awareness or attention to and talk about them, find a way to be able to spin it into, you know, everything Maddie, basically.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good. I'm excited.
I'm excited.
I know. You tell. And Jeff is going to be coming on
soon. Yes, absolutely. Uh-huh.
And I know he's going to announce... We've gotten a lot of calls and emails about, you know, a nationwide search.
Yeah, sure.
Right. So I'm really excited about
that. Let's back up a little bit. Let's talk about, because we've got Ryan here, Ryan Treasure here from Voice America. And it's so wonderful, first of all, to have had the opportunity to connect the two of you and to be able to complete kind of the now 8 stations Voice America has. But Voice America Kids, I think, was maybe the only missing component, because we have everything here at Voice America. And to be able to see all the great things you guys are doing, both on the for-profit and the nonprofit side. And most importantly, all of what you're doing for children. So the programming itself is hosted and produced and written and edited and interviewed by kids. But of course, you know, it's got adult supervision.
Correct. Yes, that is correct. Now, our units in the schools all run by children, but this is the next level. I mean, this is like big league network.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you couldn't find a better team in here with Ryan Treasure and Jeff Spinard, Chad, all the producers that are in here. I mean, this is a great team. They love kids, love working with the kids, and this is the educational process. When we go into schools, I actually help with a lot of that. But once you come into the big leagues here, now you got the big league guys who are going to teach you all the behind-the-scenes stuff. And that's what the kids are going to take, not only about their shows, but they're going to take away a lot of the processes that go into making a radio show successful.
Well, there's a lot of life experience one can learn just by, you know, going into the back end and kind of learning some of those things, editing and communications and those kind of things. So it's definitely a great opportunity for all of the kids to come in here and learn something new.
Well, absolutely, communications. And speaking of non-committal, I mean, one thing that I love about KidStar is I look at it as a little bit non-committal, in which you don't have to, your child doesn't have to be into broadcasting or have dreams to be on radio or television or reporter. But whatever they are passionate about, whether it's theater or cooking or technology or math, whatever their passions are, this is just going to be a medium, a tool, in order to have a larger audience and get that word out. And so they're going to be able to interact, because the power of the media then also lets them connect to some of their heroes, whoever that might be, whether it's a sergeant in the Army or whether it's one of the famous chefs around town, like Michael Rusconi, you know, if they're a cooking fan, or even on a national or international level. Mm-hmm. There's no physical commitment for radio, so it can help them connect to their heroes. Mm-hmm. And when you're doing that and you have kids that are building their goals and their dreams and they're realizing how accessible their dreams are to them, that there's no limitation. Whatever they can imagine, they can create. Well, then, I mean, you're creating a new generation of really incredible people.
I mean, ask Maddie. Say, what do you love to do in life? I mean, what's your dream? What do you want to do when you get a little bit older?
She wants to be me, Perry.
She wants to. Oh, that's right.
Gosh, no, go ahead, Maddie.
I mean, what would you like to do?
Well, when I grow up, I want to do something like in entertainment, which gives me like a broad variety with doing this. But I am also like passionate about, you know, journalism and still like media, doing this on radio and stuff, and. I mean, this helps me a lot, and I'm really excited about this, but, I mean, it just has everything right there, and I think it's a great opportunity.
Now, Maddie, you're 12, is that right?
Yes, I am.
Maddie's one of my young... Maddie, and Mario. Where is Mario? Mario, you calling in? Are my youngest Facebook friend, so be sure you keep everything on my Facebook site, PG12.
Maddie is a Facebook machine.
Yes, she is. I was like, I'm working... Okay, my computer crashed, so I'm working behind the scenes last night, trying to get everything set up and ready. Mm-hmm. And I think it was... Or it must have been the other night, Thursday night. And there's... you know, responses from Maddie at like 12:30. I'm like, aren't you supposed to be in bed? We need our beauty sleep. So, and you know, I wanted to say after having Maddie on the show last time, now I love kids, but I'm not around a lot of them because I don't personally have any yet myself. I don't have a lot of friends that have children either that mm-hmm. I get a lot of exposure to, I should say. But I do have a friend that has an almost 18-year-old who does not articulate nearly as clearly as you do, Maddie. So, I mean, I was saying, Maddie speaks in complete full sentences, in fact, paragraphs, and I'm not hearing the same words over and over and over. Right. So back to what you said, Ryan, mm-hmm. communication skills, because if you can do this, you can do anything. Communication and organization.
Well, I think communication is probably one of the most important skills that any person can learn, you know, going from childhood into early adult, and then obviously into, you know, college and the workplace. You know, you can learn stuff from experience, just like you learn communication from experience. And the only way to do that is to get out there and actually start communicating. And that's one of the most important things that anyone can learn.
And what I love also is that although Voice America is doing a credible amount with Voice America Television, and I know there's going to be a lot of interaction between the two on all of the networks, the ability to film the programs and the kids, one thing that I loved about radio at first, Maddie, was I got the opportunity, actually, thanks to Jeff, to be here. But Jeff and Nate and Ryan and Ruben and I, everybody here at the station, used to work at another radio station together. And it was before Facebook and before the internet and before all, you know, I mean, the internet was out there, but not like we use it today.
Yeah.
And what radio did was it allowed me to communicate with people that weren't judging me by what I look like or how old I was. Because sometimes being attractive, like you're beautiful, can actually work against you.
Yeah.
And everything was about building relationships. And because I could speak very well and I got the opportunity to learn so many things about different industries, talking to different experts, nobody had any idea how old I was. And so they would, you know, a whole different level of respect. So it's kind of fun being behind the scenes.
Yeah.
And then you can be anonymous in public. So when you don't want to do your hair, it works out really well.
Yeah.
So we do have Mario, and I'm going to let Perry introduce, Mr. Perry actually introduce Mario Wrigley. He is the president of KidStar. He's also known as Eco Mario Jr., and he has his own program that will be launching here. I think, was he the very first show that's actually been officially part of the Voice America Kids Network?
Named, yes.
Named.
And then
okay.
Now we're actually going to put it in the process because we've been trying to figure out a way to make it work out of Palm Coast, Florida. Let me back up for a few sentences here about Eco Mario. We came about, 8 months ago, we wanted to fill the position of president of KidStar Radio Network. And we said, look, it's all done by kids. Let's find a kiddo out there that can actually run the company. and voila, we found Eco Mario out in Palm Coast, and he's unbelievable.
He's another Facebook machine.
Clearly, and,
yes.
The show, in fact, he'll tell you the name of his show. It's going to be awesome. I mean, just like Maddie's show and stuff. So is he on the... Hey, Eco Mario?
Hi. Hi, everyone. This is...
Go ahead, Mario.
Oh, hi, everyone. If I could just say this right quick before you go to commercial or anything... this is Mario Wrigley Jr., a.k.a. Eco Jr. I am the president of Kids of the Super Mario, the super awesome company, KidStar Radio Network, founded by the wonderful Mr. Perry DeMone. I am honored to be here live once again on the Michelle Kors 6 Degrees show for the second round Voice America Kid Talk Radio Network launch auditions. Once again, special thanks to Mr. Jess Bernard for this faithful collaboration. I wanted to also say thank you, Mr. Perry DeMone, for this opportunity that you have given me with KidStar. And just a little bit about KidStar, Voice founded by Perry DeMone in 1994, KidStar Radio Network is a children's educational charity that teaches kids from 10 to 18 years of age to quality radio broadcasters. The program educates youth through radio, a medium that is fun for familiar, helping to develop this discipline and valuable communication skills. I can't leave out my friend, Mr. Jess Bernard, and the Voice America Kid Network. You have just catapulted the vision for kids by kids right into the stratosphere. Listeners, you can log on to voiceamericakids.com and get a taste of the programming that's coming this January 2011. Congratulations to all that came out today in auditions. I hope you go a long way and inspire many other kids in your life through your connection with Voice America Kids. And always remember, dreams do come true.
I love it, Mario. Yeah, that was beautiful.
That was awesome.
Now, Mario, I understand that there's that we might get to meet you in person for the launch of Voice America Kids.
That'll be great.
I hope so.
It'll be great.
I heard Mom was excited in the background.
Because, you know, of course, I'm expecting to be a guest star on your show.
It's a wonderful experience, and I hope I get better learning with Mr. Perry tomorrow.
Well, absolutely, and you'll have an entire team of experts surrounding you as you launch onto the Voice America Kids Network. And Perry, we kind of like jumped in, assuming everybody knew where we were because we were so excited for round two. But again, like Mario said, you started this like 23 years ago?
We really started this in 1987. So 23 years, we've been a not-for-profit, you know, really the full-fledged not-for-profit, 94. But those are the days that, oh my gosh, you have to go through all kinds of stuff to become a not-for-profit. And so 94 is actually when we became the not-for-profit, but we've been going ever since. Going strong. So,
but your vision was to put radio stations, little networks within schools across America, and you've done an incredible job doing that.
Well, yeah, it changes lives. I literally see miracles every day because I'm in schools every week. I go into the schools. We see the progress of the kids, and some of these kids, we call them flatline kids. They just shut themselves in a room and they play the video games, and it's just like we need to flip a switch on them, and that's what we do with radio. Basically, we find what they love, the passions, we give them a voice to the world. And what happens is, like, if you look at Maddie over here, you know, she loves entertainment. So, you know, let me ask you, what's your favorite movie?
My favorite movie would have to be Easy A.
Easy A. Okay.
I haven't seen that one yet. I like that movie.
It's funny.
So here's what happens. Easy A is the movie. What we do with Maddie is that we contact the director. We find out about the actors, get the actors on the telephone. And all of a sudden, Maddie's favorite movie comes to life.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, that switch is turned on where, oh, my gosh, and she's 12. 4 years later, she's 16. Look at all the stuff that she's going to be doing from 12 to 16, 17, 18
years old.
Well,
her resume is already full page. She's getting ready to move to a second page resume. So, you know, mine's six. She's right behind me. But, that'll be no problem. And if you haven't seen the movie already that I promote here on the show, and thanks to Voice America, got to become friends with Kevin Sorbo, but the movie What If is really great. And Kevin is wonderful. He also has an incredible charity called A World Fit for Kids. So he might be someone that I know he would love to be a guest on your show. Otherwise known as Hercules, but he always says, I have a name.
Hercules!
Yeah, no, when I hear Hercules, all I can think of is the Nutty Professor, Hercules.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm like, Kevin. Anyway, you know, what I was thinking, when Mario was talking and introducing KidStar and why, from my perspective, it's such a wonderful compliment to everything that Jeff and Ryan and Ruben and everyone have created here at Voice America, is that Voice America has several different stations, variety, sports, health and wellness, where kids, they're doing all of those things, Perry. I mean, she's going to be doing entertainment. There's other kids that are doing technology. There's other kids that are going to do health and wellness. And you, I hope there's some updates for us about our own Arizona teams, but you've got kids, let's tell our audience who hasn't heard this, you've got incredible relationships with major league sports teams and networks, including the Dodgers,
where
13-year-olds are doing play-by-play.
That's
so
correct.
Voice America Kids combines a little bit of everything happening at Voice America.
Remember that flip of the switch? Kids that love sports? I can ask Ryan what his favorite team. I know Jeff Spinard's favorite team, but when growing up, if I gave you the opportunity of calling play-by-play for major league sports, you know, nine innings or four quarters, I mean, you'd go through the ceiling.
I was impressed, the kids that were in here last week that were doing the sports show talking about the Giants and the World Series.
Right.
Those guys know more about baseball than I could ever possibly know.
It's amazing.
But, we couldn't do this. And where we're at right now without Jeff Spinard, Ryan Treasure, Voice America, giving us this opportunity to create this incredible opportunity for kids across the country, even around the world, with today's technology, Ryan can tell you more than me, You know, I mean, we can record shows from anywhere in the world with kids and giving them opportunities. So.
We want to make sure everything. I mean, one thing I do love doing on my show is supporting, of course, local, anything I can do at home. But my favorite things are local, national, and KidStar's local, national, Voice America's local, national. So any moms and dads or even kids that might be listening, thanks to fans of Maddie or fans of Mario, you know, tell your mom and dads, or if you are a mom and dad, this opportunity is available to your children as well. There's going to be a way, or there is already a way, in which they can audition online. Again, the beauty of radio and technology today is there's no physical commitment. So no matter where you are in the country, and probably in the world for that matter, you can be a part, or your children can be a part of the KidStar Radio Network. And what that's going to do for them in the future, for all of us in the future, is huge. I mean, to be able to walk away before she even graduates from high school, to have real experience broadcasting. I'm not saying don't go to college, but in a way, you might not need it. I mean, the average millionaire hasn't. So all kinds of incredible opportunities. And more importantly, the ability to communicate, to learn to communicate with different people on different levels, not just amongst your peers, but actors, actresses, directors, as you said, Perry.
Yeah, exactly. And really quickly going back to the sports side, we want to thank the NHL and the Phoenix Coyotes, because we just did a deal with the Coyotes.
Okay, good. I was hoping you'd have some updates for us of our own teams here at home. What's up with the Diamondbacks?
Anyway, yeah, we'll get into that.
Do you need to get a baseball bat?
Yeah, no. You know, hopefully next year. You know, with the Diamondbacks. But the Coyotes have stepped up. Next Friday is our first game. We actually have our sports kids going out there. And they actually play, you know, call play-by-play right next to the major league guys. I mean, these are, you know, your Foxes, your ESPNs. And then you've got, you know, Voice America. And we're all right there. It's like, this
that's
is
awesome.
So cool, you know. The Dodgers, want to thank the WNBA. We partnered with Phoenix Mercury for the last 2 years, so our kids were able to call WNBA. So see how this whole thing comes together. And these are kids going out there calling play-by. It's an amazing thing.
Yeah, the WNBA broadcast is really good. You can check it out at voiceamericakids.com.
Yeah.
There's a whole bunch of different content on there that you can kind of peruse and look at, you know, what's to come in January with some of the programs we're launching.
Awesome. And then are some of the auditions from last time on the Voice America Network? I know you did a really wonderful. I'm grateful to have been a part of last time that we did a live show and broadcast here. You filmed it. And that link will go on my website, which, God be willing, will be up after the weekend. I know you've heard that forever. I've had all kinds of crazy stuff going on. So before any last words you'd like to leave before the break? I know we're going to be back with a president of Voice America Network who's really made this all possible for myself, including Jeff Spinard. So,
well, we do have some winners here from last week's audition. So
awesome! Okay.
I'd love to give a shout out to some of them that have made it through. So.
Yeah. Oh, we've got a few minutes before break. Okay. Go ahead.
Well, congratulations going out to the following, and it's Alexis James who came in, and she's in 8th grade, so she made the cut. We've got Haley Klein from Fountain Hills, Sky Brewster. In fact, I was at their school yesterday presenting them with a little certificate in front of the whole school.
Awesome.
So congratulations.
Oh, wait, the studio's filling up now.
It is. Rebecca Razzo and, Rebecca Razzo made it. Maddie Rose. Wow, that's a shocker. We have Madeline Todd Emily Giroux, and Mackenzie Urias. So those are some of our winners from last week. So.
I had a lot of girls in there.
Yeah,
that's awesome. We need more female broadcasters.
Yeah, Shaylin Harmon and
she's
Elise.
Doing a show on theater, right? Yep. Is Shaylin here today?
Yes, she is. Okay. Elise Southway, so she made it. So all, and then we've got Kenny Harmon, who's going to be a field reporter for us. So those are some of the kids that actually made it through.
I would like a roving reporter.
There you go. So there you go.
Awesome.
And then we'll contact the rest. So
awesome. Great. Thanks so much, Perry. You're listening to Michelle Kors 6 Degrees, only on Voice America Variety and Health and Wellness channels and KWSS 106.7 FM. If you have a question or comment for our guest, 866-472-5788. That's 866-472-5788. Don't go anywhere, Mario.
Hi, this is Les Brown, Mrs. Mamie Brown's baby boy. I'm a speaker, I'm an author, I'm a speech coach, and I'm an event planner. when you bring someone in to talk about sales, you need someone that can expand the vision of your sales force, and particularly those top performers that are stuck, to give them methods, techniques, and also to create a shift that can take them to the next level. Alan Castilla, because he knows he has experience, he's been there, he's done it, and he's also my coach, and I can tell you, I've seen them all. When you want a trainer that can really make some impact, that will show up on your bottom line, Alan Castilla, he's the man who will get the job done.
This is Michelle Korth with Vitabella Weight Loss Center's HCG Diet Plan. Vitabella with the original Dr. Simeon's HCG Natural Hormone Diet. And maintain your weight loss. Vitabella Weight Loss Center's 623-334-5280. That's
623-334-5280. You sex a thing, you. Hey, this is CC Peniston, and you're listening to Michelle Korth, 6 Degrees. Finally!
The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
We are the kids of America. Actually, I think all of them are here in the studio today. Welcome to Michelle Korth, 6 Degrees, joining you live from Voice America Variety and Health and Wellness channels, as well as KWSS 106.7 FM, Phoenix, Scottsdale, and now The Valley. Today's theme, The Voice of Reason. We are live at the Voice America studios, as we are every week, but this week we are doing auditions for the Voice America Kids Radio Network, launching January 1st, 2011. My goodness. You have a question or caller for any of our guests? 866-472-5788. That's 866-472-5788. Maddie Rose is actually co-hosting today's shows with me. And since Jeff, the president of Voice America, is not in here, the show must go on. So we filled the studio and we've got some new guests coming in. So welcome to my show. And tell me, have you guys already gone to auditions today or were you here last time? And what are you thinking about doing for your own show? And either one of you could just go ahead.
Oh, well, I kind of have my own show with Shay.
Oh, that's right. That's
yeah,
right.
We have theater
okay.
drama.
That's right. Where is Shay?
She's right there.
Oh, there. Okay, there you are. All right. And is that also launching on the 1st?
I think so. We're here today to record some stuff.
Oh, excellent. Excellent. Now, will you be interviewing people on your show? Will be out in the community? Will be going to Gamage? Will be watching movies? What's your show going to be about?
Yeah, we're actually going to talk about some of the shows that are coming up at Gamage this month, I think.
And we're going to teach you the behind the scenes of the media so you can get free tickets to everything. Isn't that great?
Yeah, just we're so excited.
Pass. And you're going to be able to give, yeah, media pass, that yeah. works too. And then you're going to be able to give away tickets on your show too, which is also fun.
Yeah, we're really excited. We're going to talk about the things we're doing at school too. So it's, we've been working on a haunted house and stuff, so it's really cool.
Now,
there's a lot of behind the scenes.
Now you guys are both very active in theater. Is that both on stage as well as behind the scenes?
Oh yeah, we're always in a play, like all the time. We're so busy.
Really?
And if we're not on stage, we're always behind the scenes.
Now, what are your long-term goals? To be actresses?
Yeah, I want to be an actress when I get older, but if that doesn't work out, I want to be an acting teacher to give someone else the opportunity.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. And what's your name?
My name is Bianca.
Oh, beautiful, Bianca. And what are you doing a show? Are you doing a show with them, or do you have your own show?
I'm not actually sure yet, but if I do, I want to focus on entertainment, music.
Oh.
Yeah.
Maybe you guys could co-host a show together. Or you could have a roving reporter or something. Now, do you play different musical instruments?
No.
You're just more so a fan?
Yeah, I'm also in theater with Shay and Elise.
Oh, excellent.
And I'm really into performing arts, mm-hmm. like singing and stuff like that, too.
So. Oh, great. I've got some friends that might be great guests for your show if you're going to do any like national performers, so let me know. And is the name of the show Theater and Drama, or have you come
Ours
up with your name yet?
It's Theater Drama. It's like the drama in theater.
That's true, because there's a lot of stuff, kind of like salon, that goes on behind the scenes.
Oh, God,
like,
yeah.
Truly behind the scenes.
There's
Are you
going to
be doing
happening.
Some, like, secret filming or recording or anything like that?
Yeah, probably.
Mm.
You'll find out. We'll be a ninja.
Oh,
if you
awesome.
Listen to our show, you'll find out.
Now, what day you're going to be on, do you know yet?
I don't know yet.
Yeah, we have no idea.
Awesome. That's great. So you're recruiting some of your friends, too, like Bianca.
Yeah, and Alana, too.
Do you want to send them in? Are they all going to be participating on your show, or might they have? Are they auditioning for their own programs?
They're going to have their own shows, but we're probably going to interview them a couple times and mm-hmm. maybe show up on their show. So.
Well, that'd be great. A great cross-promotion and cross-exposure. Are you going to come on, Jalen?
I don't know. Do you want me to?
Sure, yeah. Just keep rotating out.
This works.
I guess you guys are covering for Jeff then.
Yeah.
There's been a few times on my show, very rare, because usually people are wonderful about, showing up and being on time for anything media related, radio or television. And we have to improvise when they don't show up. So I'm sure he's watching from the outside and we're entertaining him. And what now, are you guys going to be co-hosting, or is one of you a host and one of your co-hosts? Have you worked all that out yet?
We're both like the hosts.
Will you be speaking sponsors for your show too?
Yeah.
And promoting different products and services you like or venues?
Yeah. We have to do like research and stuff because we haven't really recorded a show yet. We just auditioned last time and then Jeff said that we were pretty much doing it, so we have to
you were told you were doing a show.
Yeah.
Excellent, excellent.
Yeah, and so we have to figure out like stuff to talk about.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be fun. I'd like to help you guys with anything you're doing.
You should.
Okay, I will. I've got some really cool, in the areas of like dance and theater, I've got some great mm-hmm. friends. You might not know her, Cece Peniston. I don't know if you know her name,
yeah,
but
nope.
I bet if I played a song for you, you'd know who she was.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, because it's funny. We were out at a restaurant a couple months ago, and they had like MTV or something on the background, and there she was, and it was weird because we're sitting there with her and watching her on TV. But I guarantee you know a few of her songs. They've made it into the century.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah. Well, thank you both. And feel free to stay. I think we'll rotate one of you out. And Jeff, the president of Voice America, and of course, Voice America Kids, who's made this all possible, including my show here on the network, is joining us now to tell us a little bit about his vision and the vision for, Voice America as a whole. Well, I don't know if you caught part of the show earlier, Jeff. I was saying, when Voice America is already complete within itself, but adding the kids to it really was kind of like the only possible missing element. And I think one of the most fun things about Voice America Kids is it's really going to be a combination of all of Voice America, because we've got kids doing sports shows, you've got kids doing health shows, you've got kids doing entertainment, technology. So it's like everything in one. It's another little mini variety, actually.
Voice America has been doing this for 10 years, so we've had time to establish. Everything we're talking about with the kids is what we do with Voice America. So the way I see it is, you know, the kids now, give them a voice, let them, you know, chime in, and you know, they're our future. So,
and the wonderful thing about pairing what Voice America already had in place and alignment being the number one radio network in the world, internet radio network in the world, was that Perry already had some kids, you know, doing programs like Mario Jr., who's here with us. And
what's up, Mario?
Hi. Hi, Jeff.
So cute. And, you know, that already have a vision for what they're doing. Mm-hmm. They've already had some practice on air, and it's only going to complement the direction that you're going.
Right, right.
And Ryan started telling us a little bit. Maybe you can elaborate more. We don't want anyone to feel left out. And the beauty of radio and internet radio and just technology today is that there's no physical commitment.
Right.
So kids listening anywhere, if you happen to hear this podcast in a week, in a month, in a year, it's never too late. You can audition online. You can send probably a couple-minute video.
We've already started the process. I've talked to several parents already that have sent emails about, you know, I noticed you guys are doing auditions. Because when we send out press releases, they're picked up all over the country.
Of course.
So when they saw that we were doing auditions in Arizona, they're like, well, how can my kid, you know, be a part of this?
Sure.
And it was always a plan. We started here because this is our hometown, and we have kids come in and do auditions live. But what we're doing, and we'll have another press release, we'll be doing some marketing on it. is we're going to have kids put together two-minute video clips that they're going to be able to send in. We're going to post them. I am launching the Voice America TV, Voice America Kids channel.
Mm-hmm.
On this channel, we'll have the auditions for the kids that everybody can go on and vote on. So you'll be able to rate how you like this person, and you know we'll tally all.
It's its own little mini American Idol.
It is. It really
it's
is.
A Voice American Idol.
It's exactly what it is.
Excellent. Okay, can't wait to help promote that one.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
And we have a new person joining us now. Are you also part of Shaylin's show?
I am actually not. I just auditioned today.
Oh great! You have your own program in mind.
Yes.
What are you passionate about?
I'm gonna do today's talk, basically. A very opinionated show. It's going to be
excellent.
Yeah,
opinionated she is, by the
like
way.
Like current events, current affairs, or just things that you face in everyday life. I mean,
everyday life, high school decisions made by board members, everything I can think of.
Wow, board members for what?
For our district.
Really?
Yeah.
Excellent. So you're really involved. Are you planning on like running for governor or something one day, or mayor?
I don't know. Maybe.
Do you have any long-term goals as far as or people that you want to model yourself after, you know, like an Oprah or a Connie Chung? Or
I definitely want to be a leader, but I don't want to label myself wanting to be someone else. I just want to be my own person.
That's a very good message right there, just for everyone.
Do you know who Connie Chung is?
No clue.
She's, yes, very well-respected reporter. I just thought someone might have inspired you or what, you know, someone that you might want to...
I just knew Connie Chung wasn't going to...
Okay, yeah. I'm
we got to come a little bit more recent.
Yeah, I'm not really sure.
Nothing personal, Connie, if you're listening.
Yeah, no doubt. So, excellent. So how did your audition go? You already auditioned or you're here to audition?
I already auditioned and I think it went pretty well.
Very excellent. Nice. Great. And do you happen to go to the same school or how did you hear about it?
Same school. I'm Shaylin's friend.
Oh, excellent. So I think there's going to
be... Shay really got out there and pushed it this time.
Wonderful. Good job, Shay. I met a great teacher on Thursday night, so I didn't have too much time, but she's in the Deer Valley School District and I'm hoping some of her students who are apparently talented, very talented musicians and also actors, actresses, theater... yearbook, you know, just very involved.
The
politics.
Good news is this round there was no SATs going on. It wasn't vacation time,
so
we get to hit a little more of the school districts.
Yeah, and something to look forward to over the holidays, you know.
Right.
We're going to have a little downtime, so like for Maddie, who's developing a show, and Shaylin, and we'll be doing some prep earlier, to probably some pre-production for their program.
Yep.
Going to have time to think about what they want to do and be ready for a fresh launch in the new year.
Well, we'll also get them in studio to start pre-recording, put in some shows in the can, get ready for the January 1 launch.
Yeah. Mario, I can't see you, so if any time you'd like to jump in, you'd like to comment on something, please just go ahead.
Thank you. I would like to say that I'm so excited to talk about my Mario Jr. Alive in Green coming out, my first taping coming out next Saturday.
Wow.
Very nice, Mario.
I love the picture you sent me on Facebook of you, like, in the tree. At first, I just thought someone sent me a tree until I opened the picture and I saw your little face in there. It's very cute. Very good branding. Very good branding alignment. That's excellent.
So that was my first time going into a tree, so I was kind of happy.
Well, Mario, tell us a little bit about your program and your vision, because you're very passionate about being green and teaching a new generation to be green.
Right.
And I think why that's so important is sometimes, you know, kids have more free time to absorb things than their parents. So kids can be teaching their parents things that we can be doing every day to be more eco-friendly.
Right. Well, so my show is going to be about basic eco-friendly things. I'm going to be going interviewing businesses, talking about what are they doing differently about going eco, green, anything they want to say, green life, they're using eco-friendly products or anything. I'm going to go to the Toyota car dealership to talk about their hybrid cars.
Excellent.
Mario, you got a wish list of people you want to bring on or what?
Yes.
Beautiful.
I'm going to be having the recycling program coming in and Waste Pro. And I just talked about Toyota. And also, my SGA Imagine Schools program.
Very cool.
And my Imagine School Garden. So that's what a club.
Mario, can you leave us with a, we don't have to leave us, but I'm saying, can you give us a eco-friendly tip that we can all begin practicing over the weekend?
Always recycle.
Well, of course, we know that one. I thought, you know, I think sometimes people want to be conscious, but they don't realize what our footprint does. Sometimes we feel small. We don't realize that each one of us acting better, behaving better, being more aware of being green can truly make a difference. So I always give the example of, and I don't know if these numbers are still right, but every time you go to the grocery store, if you don't bring in your little green bag, you're contributing, each American is contributing to about 1,295 bags a year.
Right.
So if that doesn't make you feel guilty to walk back out to your trunk to get your green bag, I'm not sure what will. But I think we want to be conscious. Yeah. Sometimes we don't realize just one little random act can make such a huge difference.
And you, that's true. And you also have to turn off the water when you're brushing your teeth because that drains a lot of water, and that's not healthy.
That's true, especially places that are depleted from water. Plus, that sound is really annoying.
Exactly.
Mario, stay with us. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be back with more of Michelle Kors 6 Degrees / the Voice America Kids Network.
For Ben Walker, a divine intervention.
Real. I'm an angel sent here to help you straighten out your life.
Gives him a second chance.
Call the great what if.
What if I follow God's plan for your life instead of your own?
Kevin Sorbo, Christy Swanson, John Ratzenberger, and Debbie Ryan.
Thank you for letting me make things right. I want to be yours from now on.
What if?
Good morning. I'm Gia Heller, president of Arizona Women Networking, the hottest and fastest growing networking group in the Valley. You've seen us on News Channel 3, read about us in the Arizona Republic, and heard us on the Michelle Kors Show. Are you an expert in your field? Are you finding that the tried and true way you've done business all these years no longer works? Are you ready to join the social media revolution? Become the local celebrity representing your profession and let us help you get there. Arizona Women Networking is composed of the very best in every profession across the valley. Arizona Women Networking provides you the tools you need and provides you a community of women that will help you promote your products and services. Check out our website at www.arizonawomennetworking.com. Click the Join Us tab and we'll get back with you as soon as possible. Join the social media revolution today before your competitor does. www.arizonawomennetworking.com.
Support for Michelle Kors' 6 Degrees Connected comes in part from a grant from the Skin and Makeup Institute of Arizona. Founded on commitment and passion, the Institute trains qualified students the marketable skills needed to gain employment in the aesthetics industry. We offer professional education programs in aesthetics, professional makeup artistry, laser tech certification, and permanent makeup. The Institute also offers discounted client services including chemical exfoliation, microdermabrasion, acne, and ethnic skin treatments. For more information about the Skin and Makeup Institute of Arizona's programs, classes, monthly career opportunity night, and about financial assistance for those who qualify, visit their website, smi-a.com, or call 623-334-6700. That's 623-334-6700.
The Internet's number one talk station.
Number one talk station.
VoiceAmerica.com.
There was a video game to teach you your ancestor's name. I wish there was a phone number like 1-800-SAVE-YOUR-BROTHER. thankful for the radio station. Not afraid to put the truth in rotation. There is certain information that you can only get in conversation with young people. Or talk to
old people.
It would make a show.
Tell people
all around. Yes, it would. And if
old people
would talk to
young people,
it would make a show.
Tell people
all around.
Yeah, old people are clearly talking to young people today on my show. I just completely changed the entire demographic of my show. So if you ask me now who's listening, anyone from 12 to 102. You are listening to Michelle Kaur, 6 Degrees, coming to you live from Voice America Variety and Health and Wellness Channels, as well as KWSS 106.7 FM, Phoenix, Scottsdale. We are live at the Voice America Studios doing auditions for the Voice America Kids Radio Network at 1900 West University Suite 231. So no matter where you are in the Valley, come down and audition today. Started at 9, we'll be going till 3 o'clock, and you can also give us a call at 866-472-5788. That's 866-472-5788, and we have another special surprise guest coming in the studio on air with me right now with Shaylin, Maddie Rose, and a new guest, is it Junior Teen Arizona? And yeah. I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name.
Cassandra Frazier, and yes, it's Miss Junior Teen Arizona.
Awesome. Thank you so much for joining us.
And Thank you for having me.
Excellent. And I'm so glad. See, I keep saying we need a television show, all these beautiful women. Now we need to be able to capture it, and thanks to Ryan, we're doing that today. So you are probably also have auditioned for a show on the network, and what is your show going to consist of?
Definitely being like a role model in today's society, because we don't have role models, and I would love to be a role model and just teach them to make good decisions for everybody and the others around them.
Now, how long has this been a dream of yours?
Oh my goodness. Ever since I got a little sister, she's always had someone to look up to. Mm. And I kind of been that role model for her, and that's kind of when it started.
Awesome. And how old are you, if you don't mind
me? I'm 15.
15. And how long have you been Miss Junior Teen Arizona?
For a year now.
Awesome. So yeah. Are you about to...
Yes, I am.
Wow. Mm-hmm. How does that feel? Now, what have you learned this year? I mean, what has your experiences been like?
It's been amazing. I've learned a lot of stage presence, obviously, mm-hmm. and speaking in front of a crowd, which is major, because when I was little, I used to hide behind my mom. I used to be so scared.
Most people would rather die than do public speaking. It's
exactly.
Actually been surveyed, so...
I know.
Let alone be on the radio.
Right. But it's easier because nobody's seeing you.
Isn't it? Just, I know. I say that all the time. In fact, Maddie's mom doesn't know it yet, but I just volunteered you to help MC an event with me on the 18th. It's a fundraiser for a Day Spring preschool. And I always think, gosh, I'm used to being behind the mic, but I'm not used to everybody right. looking back at me. So it is. It's wonderful.
It's pretty scary, but you get used to it, trust me.
Yeah, well, it's wonderful for you to have that experience so young. Again, it's going to prepare you for anything that you'd like to do in life. Now, what are some of your future dreams and desires? Always being a role model, but in any particular light or medium? And do you have any desire to be a talk show host or have a television show or...
Well, I really want to be an actress, definitely, and a dancer and a singer and all those great things. But then my little side thing is being a dentist. I'm all about teeth.
Excellent. I'm right there with you. Flossing is huge on my list. When you make your love list later, like 5 years from now, flossing is one of the first hygiene, flossing are things you put on there. And that's wonderful. Well, there's no reason you can't do both. Maddie and I were talking about that because when I looked at her resume, and I'm going to guess yours is similar, it was already about a page long. Yeah. And I said, now, of course, to me, many of these things blend. They're all the same. And I do many things, too. I have a radio show. I'm a media strategist. I love helping people produce radio programs. I also have a charity support group. And in my free time, I make jewelry. And to me, those things all make sense. So it's wonderful to be so multi-talented. So there's no reason you can't be an actress dentist. Because most of the people you're going to meet are going to need good dental.
Right, exactly. Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, I think it all blends well. Mm-hmm. And what grade are you in then? What's 13? Ninth? No, 8th grade?
No, I'm a 10th grader.
10th grader.
Yes.
Oh, so you're like me. So you're going to graduate and you're probably 17.
Right.
18. Okay, right. Excellent. And it looks like you guys already know each other.
Yes.
Yeah. I met her, like, with your friend Cindy Christie.
Oh, yes. I love Cindy Christie.
Mm-hmm. With Get Image Ready, we met during one of the September photo shoots. Mm-hmm. And ever since then, we've become friends.
Yeah. Awesome.
Really great friends.
That's wonderful. Well, that's another positive message, to see beautiful, intelligent women out helping each other. And if you can learn it at your age, an even better future will create for everyone. Now, do you two already have your own stylist? Because I just want you to let you know, Jennifer O'Bannon's coming in today, and she's incredible. She's worked with a lot of movie stars, celebrities. Oh, wow. She has offices like here, New York, but wonderful, really fun, very classy. And so I hope that you'll be around long enough to meet her. She'll actually be on my show around 11:30. So if not, friend Jennifer O'Bannon on Facebook. But I
already
think
already been done.
Yes, Maddie's on it. Now, are you as active on Facebook as Maddie?
Oh, yes, okay. Definitely. I have a fan page and everything, Cassie
Wonderful.
Frazier. Yeah, I'm always on Facebook and even playing like little games on Facebook, too.
It's so addicting.
I know.
Now, see, I don't have time for any of the games. Like, I couldn't have a garden or a farm in real life, so I certainly don't want to.
That's why you do Mall World. It's like all about shopping.
Oh, my God, I love that
It's all about shopping
game.
And stuff.
I've never heard of Mall World.
You, like, design your friends' clothes and stuff, and you get to shop around, and it's like, so addicting.
See, that would be good for me because, well, I'm not the best at, you know, wardrobe. That's why I've been in radio, and so anytime we're, like, filming, I'm like, oh, my gosh, hair, makeup, wardrobe. I mean, Maddie and I are perfectly coordinated. Did you know that Maddie's one of my mini-me's also? Cindy
really?
And I are actually sharing Maddie. And we didn't even have to call each other and dress alike today. Just she walked in and we were, flawlessly connected. We will have to organize our wardrobe for the event on the 18th, though. Mm-hmm. We'll be helping the Day Spring School. So how did you find out about the Kidstar Radio Network?
Maddie, of course.
Oh, okay,
on Facebook.
Excellent. Excellent.
I was like, it looks so much fun. And I would totally want to do it. She's like, you should totally just come. It's so relaxing and it's so fun.
Well, I was telling Maddie or earlier in the show, everyone, that, you know, when I started in radio 10 years ago, my background was actually in television first. I started in sports television for 6 years and got tired of banging my head up against the wall. And it was fun. And like you guys, I love the visual arts. I like to see things. But then I had the opportunity, thanks to a network that Jeff and I worked with 10 years ago, to be introduced to radio. And at first it was like, gosh, audio, visual, two different things. But you can create such incredible pictures through words and connect to such a international, now global audience, thanks to the internet. And of course, there's the visual aspects and Facebook too. And it really opens up your world. So, you know, if we wanted to have somebody famous here today, it would be harder because we'd have to get them here.
Right.
But we could have them call in and it doesn't disrupt their schedule. So the ability to truly connect to your world through this medium and Facebook and radio is really wonderful. So it's great that you guys are going to be able to take advantage of that at such a young age. It's going to propel you towards anything you want to do in the future. And it also, you guys become, like you're trying to be, instant role models for other kids. Right. And I think for any of us, when we have a path, a goal, or a purpose that keeps us on track, we also stay out of trouble.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, so that's a good thing.
It's a big thing.
Shaylin, you're awful quiet over there. Anything that you'd like to add or encourage other kids or their parents? Maybe could you guys say something to parents who might be listening and might have children that would be interested, or, you know, take out the intimidation factor of this is just something fun that they can do. No advice for parents? You guys are always wanting to tell parents what to do. Now I'm giving the opportunity on a global scale and you haven't said anything.
Okay, I'll say something.
Okay, great.
I just want to say, like, it's a great opportunity. Like, personally, coming from a kid myself, I don't think it's one of those things where it's just, like, a waste of time or anything. It's actually something that could help you in life, as well as maybe boosting your confidence or career or something to start something for yourself. And I just personally think it's a great thing, and there's such great staff, including you.
Oh, thank you.
And it's really exciting, and I encourage parents to bring their kids, and kids beg your mom and dad.
Yeah, there you go. Listen, kids beg your mom and dad. It's calorie-free. There's no sugar. So definitely have them bring you down. Voice America Kids will be doing auditions today until 3 o'clock. Again, no matter where you are in the valley, it's pretty conveniently located off of either freeway, but just a little bit, I think, west of Princeton University, 1900 West University. The sign is kind of low to the ground, but it says Regent Center, U.S. Airways, Suite 231. You can also call, I'm not sure if there's another hotline number, but you can call 866-472-472. 866-472-5788. That's 866-472-5788 to get additional information as to how to get to the studio and how to audition. If there's no way you can make it down today, it's probably not too late. And if you're listening from somewhere across the country, across the world, through voiceamericakids.com, you can enter. Kids can send a 2-minute videotape. So we've got room for everyone. There's going to be a lot of programming on Voice America Kids, and we are just sucking up time because Jeff never came back to us. But we'll be here for another hour and maybe even extend the show today. I'm not sure. But it looks like the studio is filling up out there. And the wonderful thing is, I see, Maddie, you're talking about family. I see you're here with your mom and dad. So,
yeah.
Hey, thank you, Shaylin. Thank you so much. Miss Teen Arizona, Junior Teen Arizona, yes. And Maddie Rose, of course, my mini me. We're going to be back on the other side, so don't go anywhere.
Keep trying to make it through that next turn, knuckles wide and holding tight. So here I go, taking the curve, but I know that I'm never alone. I think of you and how you'd never let me go. I feel connected.
You've been listening to Michelle Kors 6 Degrees.
I had an awesome.
Broadcast live. For podcasts, visit Michelle Kors at iTunes. Be sure to tune in next Saturday at 10 a.m.
Streaming live, the leader in internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
These days, everyone is looking for information on staying young, healthy, and fit. The Voice America Health and Wellness Network is here to help you on your quest to better health and a better you. We talk about everything from diet, fitness, and aging to substance abuse, personal growth, mental health, and much more. Learn from our experts who cover health and wellness from traditional and holistic perspectives. Tune in to the Voice America Health and Wellness Network. Healthy living starts here.
If you think you've seen online TV before, let us surprise you.
VoiceAmerica.tv is online now.
The leader in live internet talk radio has done it again. Multiple channels, a state-of-the-art viewing experience, live and on-demand programs streaming 24 hours a day. It's exactly what you want, when you want it.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
From health and wellness to business, sports, and everything in between. Discover our new world. Visit VoiceAmerica.tv now and experience the future of online television.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
Are you a real sports fan? Get ready to talk football and anything else sports with Kwame Lassiter. Formerly with the Arizona Cardinals, San Diego Chargers, and St. Louis Rams. Kwame's got the experience, so he's prepared to talk sports with you. Every week on Kwame Lassiter's Sports Talk. It's on the Voice America Sports Network every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, noon Eastern Time. Get ready for unpredictable fun and sometimes a sarcastic look at the world of sports. That's Kwame Lassiter's Sports Talk on the Voice America Sports Network.
It's all Arizona, all over the world. If you're a local Arizona high school sports fan, or if you're a transplanted fan somewhere else in the world, have we got a show for you. The first internet sports radio talk show focusing solely on high school sports is The Coach's Corner with Scott Lovely. Tune in to talk about your favorite teams, players, or coaches. It's 100% Arizona high school sports coverage and a little bit more. Tune in Mondays at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern, to the Voice America Sports Channel.
Women in business today face many challenges in advancing their careers and reaching their goals. There are corporate executives, entrepreneurs, and business owners that have made their mark in business. Now you can learn their secrets and tips. Listen to Women Mean Business as your host, Bonnie Marcus, explores how to thrive in the business environment, navigate the workplace, and climb the corporate ladder. Listen live every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Business Channel and effectively promote yourself today. Now there's a new destination for video content, VoiceAmerica.tv, just like our radio channels and so much more. Voice America Variety, Health and Wellness, Business, Sports, Green Talk, Power Up Motorsports, and Seventh Wave Network now have their own video channel components. Plus, check out exclusive programming, including movies, music, educational courses, science and history, current events, and short features. High-definition, premier-quality programs available 24/7. VoiceAmerica.tv. If you think you've seen online TV like this before, let us surprise you.
We hear it and read about it every day in the news.
Stock prices plunging, home prices receding, and unemployment rising to levels not seen since the Great Depression.
How can you preserve and increase your wealth in this kind of economy? Tune in to Turning Hard Times into Good Times with host Jay Taylor. Jay will explain the decline of our monetary system and the economy, and will give you winning investment ideas and the tools to protect and increase your wealth. Turning Hard Times into Good Times with Jay Taylor can be heard Tuesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, noon Pacific Time, on the Voice America Business Channel.
We some hard hitters. We some hard hitters.
Hard-hitting radio is a new kind of sports and entertainment show. Your hosts are NFL veterans Mark McMillan and co-host Byron Evans. It's an hour of hater-free radio every week. You'll hear interviews with top athletes, celebrities, coaches, and fans. It's humor, hits, and conversation. Hard-hitting radio is on with McMillan and Evans. Listen Fridays at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Sports Network.
Now you can take your favorite Voice America radio program with you anywhere. Sign up for our mobile app if you have an iPhone, Android, or BlackBerry. The Voice America Interactive Radio Player, powered by Aircast, gives you the freedom to listen to any of our programs anywhere, live, and on demand. No registration is required. Listen to your favorite Voice America hosts and discover new ones. Download the Voice America mobile app for iPhone, Android, or BlackBerry, powered by Aircast. Visit the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain inspired really fast.
All the time.
The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
Live, it's Michelle Kors, 6 degrees, your connected consciousness.
And behave.
We're not separated by 6 degrees, we're connected. Discover what's hip, hot, happening, and what's not.
Help me help you. Help me help you.
It's what goes around, comes around radio.
Reason and accountability.
Basic instructions before leaving Earth.
6 degrees is the front line from finance to romance. Mainstream to metaphysical. Life, love, and the pursuit of passion.
Oh, all right.
When you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point.
Now, here's your host, Michelle Kors.
Welcome to 6 Degrees, coming to you live from Voice America Variety and Health and Wellness Channels, as well as KWSS 106.7 FM, Phoenix, Scottsdale. Today's theme, The Voice of Reason. Coming up at 11:30, Jennifer O'Bannon, stylist and wardrobe consultant that can help you save time and money while feeling fabulous and fashion forward. Right now, Penny Castilla, branch manager of Cassell Insurance Company, is here to share how individuals of all ages can save their assets and their family in today's changing time, and tell us what is true. There's so much crazy information out there. I think, Penny, people get overwhelmed, and then they either don't make any decisions or they make the wrong ones because they don't know what's available.
Absolutely.
If you have a question or comment for our guest, 866-472-5788. That's 866-472-5788. Penny, so great to have you. We get to hear more of you today. Of course, everyone's familiar with Al, our good friend, and your husband, also Les Brown's coach. Hope you've been listening to Les Brown's little plugs today. We still have those in there for you, Al. But today we're going to talk about, Penny, I saw you last week at Arizona Women's Networking event, and you were just flabbergasted of some of the news and things that are going on right now in current events and current affairs. And you were saying, you know, people need to make better decisions, but they don't know. We're overwhelmed with information.
Right.
And one of the things I try to do on this show is break things down. People say, what's your show about? I said, well, finance to romance, mainstream to metaphysical, everything in between. But basically, you know, health and wealth, career and finance, relationships, spirituality, and community, and taking things like insurance that all of us need, but we were intimidated by, or maybe we don't want to deal with, or we're exhausted, or we're hit with so much information, we don't know how to filter it. So what I try to do on the show is bring the best people, the best minds, the people with the best hearts that truly just want to help educate people. And of course, you know, you're interested in making new business and new clients, but more importantly, just people can make a better informed decision of whatever they do.
Right. I really focus more on educating them, because once they're educated, they'll know what they need to do. I have a vast array of products that can fit into their needs, and everybody's different. So you can't just have one insurance product to plug into one group of people, because everybody's a little different. When you're looking at, like right now, it's open enrollment for Medicare. And people are going, gee, do I stay with Medicare or do I go to a Med Advantage program? And what are the differences? And do I need a prescription drug program? I don't even take any prescriptions. And the answers are there, but if you're trying to make those decisions on your own, or you're relying on your golf partner or the little old ladies at the beauty parlor to make those decisions for you, you could get in a lot of trouble.
Now, often don't you find, as Americans, we tend to not make those decisions until we have to make those decisions?
Yeah.
So part of what you do is educating people before they're actually in crisis mode, trying to make a decision at the last minute, and then, again, they're probably not making the most informed decision because they're rushing.
Right, right.
And we think it's not going to happen to us.
Right, and there's so much information that we're bombarded with. And you'll talk to people who are big proponents of Medicare Advantage programs, and then you'll talk to people who are, you know, don't think that they're right, and they'll be a proponent for Medicare. And they're right for the people that they're right for. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you just have to look at the bottom line of each one of them and understand your risks and what's at stake if you take X or if you take Y. And if you don't know what those are, then you're in trouble. I mean, a lot of people, especially in this economy, look at the dollar. Well, my monthly premium's only going to be X. But you need to look at what your max out-of-pocket for the year is going to be, because that's where you can get in big trouble.
So when someone comes to you, what is that interview process like to help really look at? I mean, because you look at everything. You take the time to get to know them. You kind of interview them for not only where they are, but where they want to be.
Right.
And then a plan that fits for them. Because I think we don't want to feel silly in certain situations. We think we should know more information, but it's not something we deal with every day. So whether it's interest rates or whatever,
right,
we don't really know how to pre-educate ourselves before we go. And then, like you said, sometimes we're making decisions on right now.
Well,
right, this is how much money I have, so this is what I'm going to do. Where, yes, but making that decision right now could be really costly in
later,
the future.
Absolutely, absolutely. You've got people right now that have retirement accounts sitting in various places. Maybe they've left their job, but they left their 401k or their IRA or whatever where they were. That's okay to do, but you can control that too. Take it away from the company and roll it into something that you control.
Well, according to the latest news, you probably want to be more aware of where you should protect your 401k.
You know, the federal government is in trouble, in case everybody didn't know that.
ding, 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 surprise.
There's a huge deficit out there. Baby boomers are coming up. The first baby boomer turned 65 January 1st of 2011.
Yeah, well, you and Al were giving me some... Well, give me those numbers on that.
Oh, it's amazing.
The numbers and the statistics and the years.
Yeah, there's 78 million of us still running around out there. I'm the last year, the last month of the baby boomer. So it goes from January 1 of 1946 to December 31st of 1964. So I will be 46 in December, and the baby boomer is turning 65 in a month and a half. So if you know anybody between 45, 46, and 64, you know a baby boomer. And if you wander around Walmart or Costco or anywhere else, that's what's there. We're the ones with the money. We're the ones with the
buying power.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
if you break down that percentage, the majority of those baby boomers who are going to even live longer are women, and they are truly the ones usually making the health decisions.
They control the purse strings. They really do.
Right.
And it's the first generation that's really been that way. So it's getting to these people and making them understand the power that the baby boomers have, but also how much at risk we are as the baby boomers. We're the largest generation to go through. Federal government's broke. State governments are broke.
When you're assuming they're healthy baby boomers, what about the children taking care of their baby boomer parents? So
absolutely,
you address everything. Let's go through this. I mean, okay, like you said, a lot of people think, I don't need a prescription drug plan. I don't want to take those.
Right.
Well, fact is, you don't really know what's going to happen to you.
Absolutely. And you may think that, oh, if I have to get an antibiotic, I'll be fine, no big deal. The penalty is 12% of the next year's premium is what you're going to have to pay every year from then on. And it can go higher. So if you don't take a prescription drug program, and let's say you wind up with a cancer or something that's going to require heavy-duty drugs, you're on the hook for them. There is no coverage for you. So I say, if you're not taking any drugs, go find the cheapest plan out there. There are some ones that are only like $10, $15 a month. Doesn't matter what it covers, so
I think most
just
people
put it on there.
But don't know that that's even available
to
them.
Yeah, and you can go on to Medicare.gov and type in prescriptions and figure out which one's the right one for you.
Now, there's a lot of changes coming up with Medicare, so anybody that might be listening that already has Medicare or any insurance of that kind might think, oh, I'm fine, I already have it. They should be proactive and probably get more of the facts about what's going on or what changes might affect them.
They should. For the first time since inception of Medicare in 1964, Medicare was changed by President Obama in June of this year. So June of 2010, there were lots of changes that came down. None of them are really scary changes, but you need to know what they are. There are some new plans out there. There are some plans that are no longer available. If you're in one of the plans that isn't available anymore, you can still keep it. You're grandfathered in, but you're probably going to be priced out pretty quickly.
What's the difference between an Advantage plan and the supplement plan for Medicare?
The difference is, the biggest difference is you give up your Medicare. You still pay your Medicare Part B premium when you go into a Med Advantage program, but you no longer have Medicare's program. So you don't have any of the benefits of being on Medicare. You're now on the insurance company's program. They're typically fairly reasonably priced. You can get some of them for $0, so you're paying nothing for your insurance. You have some copays, deductibles, things like that. It all depends on Med Advantage programs. I really look at family history with people. And I go over the fact that if you have a heart attack or you have a stroke on a Med Advantage program, you can't go back to Medicare probably because you have to health qualify. So make sure that if you choose a Med Advantage program, that you're willing to take that max out of pocket every year because it's typically higher than what your Medicare supplement premium would be. So you really need to just educate yourself and sit down with somebody who can explain the entire plan to you.
Yeah, and more importantly, don't educate yourself. Go see Penny and let Penny educate you. Because, again, that's overwhelming, just even though you're breaking it down for me.
It's crazy.
That's overwhelming. And, again, it's almost like a diet or something. It's so personal to the individual, to your lifestyle, to your current finances or situation,
right,
as well as to what your long-term goals or dreams might be. There's no way. I mean, why not seek a professional that can help you navigate this and make the right choices and decisions?
Right.
Because if you make a wrong one, you're talking a lot. This could cost you a lot of money in the future.
Yeah, it could put you in a broke position pretty quickly.
Right.
I'm doing it with my own mother right now. She's getting ready to turn 60. Well, she turned 66, but she's still working. So she's just now getting ready to get ready for Medicare.
Young.
Yeah.
She was young when she had you.
Yeah. And so she called me the other day and she said, I just got something in the mail that was zero premium. I've learned a long time ago, you can't get something for nothing. So what is this? And so I explained to her how it worked and she was like, I don't. Okay.
It sounds too good to be true, people. It might be.
And in some cases, they're awesome plans. I don't want to knock them because in some situations, those plans are amazing. And I sell those plans. So it's not that they're bad. You just need to understand them before you choose to go on one.
Right.
And so many people just go by the premium.
And although a lot, especially considering the numbers of your clients, are baby boomer age, you can truly help anyone at any age, wherever they are.
Yeah, I have life insurance. I have disability insurance. I mean, we have stuff for everybody. Mm-hmm. You know, if you've got a mortgage and you've got all these things and something happens to you and you can't work anymore, how is the mortgage payment getting paid and things like that? So, I mean, we go over all kinds of stuff when we're dealing with, I call them underage.
Yeah. Well, we tend, again, not to be a preventative society. I would think with the current economy, I would like to talk about negative things, but you have to prepare for the unexpected.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, I think maybe this will shift people into being more proactive in everything they're doing, eating better, taking better care of themselves, making smarter choices.
Right.
And, again, we're overwhelmed with information. So to be able to go to one source that's very well educated and extremely passionate, you're just passionate about educating and helping people.
Oh,
you're
am.
Not trying
I
to
am.
Sell anybody on anything.
Well, and I think so many people are afraid to sit down with an insurance agent because they think they're going to be sold on something. I really do the approach of educating you. Usually when I'm done, I'm not trying to sell you something. You're usually asking me for something if I've done my job right.
Right.
And, you know, there are times when I walk out of a house and they've done a fairly good job and there's really not much I can do for them. And then there are times when I'm like, oh my, you guys haven't done really much of anything. Let's get started and just get them on the right path.
Well, much like I like to do on my show and what you like to do is dispel some of the myths. Mm. Another myth might be, I have enough money. I have enough money to pay for my TLC or my LTC.
Yeah, long-term care is... long-term care is a biggie. You're not going to go broke without a Medicare supplement. You're going to get medical bills. You're going to have hospital bills. They're going to be huge, but hospitals are used to negotiating with you. If you don't have long-term care insurance, you're paying $7,000 to $10,000 a month to be in a facility or to have somebody come into your home. And there's nobody that's going to negotiate with you on that one. You either pay it or you don't get the care. I actually had an incident yesterday where a gentleman called me. He's in a wheelchair. He says, I don't feel safe getting into my shower anymore. I don't have any money and I don't have any benefits. What do I do? And I called around and you know, he threatened suicide at one point with me. And so I called 911 to have them go out and do a welfare check. And hopefully they were able to place him in a hospital because once he's in a hospital, then I can get him help. But I can't in the meantime. But it'll be, you know, it's an access thing with that one now. Now he's on state aid. And now he has to do what the state tells him to do. So it's a rough situation, and I hate to see people get there. Protect your assets. That's what long-term care does.
Wow. Now, you do multiple products. And there's really, like you said, there's really nothing you can't do. And we were talking a little bit before the show. You can write for anyone. So you truly are about getting that individual, that person, that family, that company the best plan for them, because I don't want to say you're not loyal to one particular place, but you're loyal to your customer first, and then a brand after that.
Yeah, it's about what they need. You know, some people, ABC Company is the best company for them, and for some people, it's JKL. And you just, I have to find the right company, the right plan. It all depends on what their goals are. That's what we talk about. I talk about where are you now, where do you want to be, and then we figure out how to get there.
Sounds like a lot about what I do
or try to do.
Because people are like, what do you do? I'm like, no, tell me what you're trying to do and then let me figure out how I might be able to be a part of that. What about people who don't want to tie up their money in an annuity?
It's funny. Annuities are great products for a lot of people. They're not the right product for everybody. But a lot of pushback that we get on annuities is, well, I'm tying it up for 10 years. And I usually get to chuckle at that point and say, well, you've had it in a CD for 12. And it's been tied up for 12 years. At least in an annuity, you can get out pieces of it if you need to without surrendering the whole thing and getting penalties. And there are times when the annuity is the right choice. They avoid probate most of the time. So the money gets passed on directly to the children without having to go through the probate state.
I think I heard a joke like, how long are you really responsible for your children? It's 18 months after you die, something like that.
In Arizona, probate can go up to, 18 months to 2 years is not unheard of.
You know what? So there's so much to think about. And again, a lot of it's things we don't like thinking about. Or again, we're thinking it won't ever happen to us. I mean, I guarantee we're all going to die one day and we're all paying taxes. We all know that. But, you know, how did you get passionate? When did you get into insurance where you thought, I really want to help people in this way? Because you've done a lot of different things.
I have. I've done a lot of, I tell people I haven't been to the moon and I haven't been in a submarine. But other than that, I've pretty much taken care of it. Unless you count Disneyland, I have been in a submarine. So I was working in funerals and cemeteries for a while. And I saw so many families be devastated at the time of a death. And so when I came over into the insurance world and looked at how can I prevent people from having to go through this, that's when I got really passionate about what we do. It was all about how to have money. I've taken 17 credit cards to pay for a funeral before. It's not okay.
As
rough as this sounds, and sorry if this is harsh, but they don't dig until they're paid. So you got to figure out how to pay them. And if you don't have a life insurance policy sitting there to pay them, it's got to come from somewhere. And grandma sometimes will say, oh, I got $10,000 in my savings account. Okay, but that's locked up until probate's over. So who's going to pay for it? And, you know, just educating people on what to do and how to prepare for those things is huge.
Again, and nobody wants to talk about those things, so most people are finding themselves asking the questions at the last minute.
Right,
you know, when it's already occurring.
Yeah, you're putting out a fire instead of, it's not okay.
And that's one of the things I love about what you do, and I need to come talk to you and figure out what I should be doing, you know, because I always try to practice what I preach, for one, is though that you talk to everyone, you know, whether it's somebody that wherever you are right now, however old you are right now, whatever your financial situation is right now, whatever your dreams might be right now, as well as established individuals or companies. So maybe you think somebody listening out there thinks they have it all figured out and they've got everything, but why not have it reviewed just to make sure? Because you said policies are changing. Maybe somebody's not keeping up with current affairs and what that means, where you're able to kind of pay attention to what's going on in the news and know what the trickle down might be that right. The average consumer might not even connect.
Right. And I see a lot of times where people have gone to an attorney and done a trust, but then they never followed through and finished funding the trust. And if you don't fund the trust, then the trust doesn't matter. And trusts don't protect you in every situation. So you have to be aware of where you're protected and where you're not. And you just, it's, the perfect example is Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson had a will that said, upon my death, transfer everything into my trust. Well, his entire estate is going through probate right now because he didn't fund his trust. So sometimes just sitting down with somebody who's an objective person that can look at everything and go, this puzzle piece is missing, let's fix this, then that will help.
Yeah, thank you. All kinds of excitement going on here today at the studio. I'm kind of used to like the mood lighting, our normal candles, a little champagne because there's, you know, drinking on internet radio.
Now just kidding, you've got about 20 teenagers out there.
Yeah, I know. The excitement's building, so it's getting a little loud out there. What other subjects or what other issues are you finding that individuals have that are maybe intimidated by and kind of wait to the last minute, not really prepared?
It's usually, it falls into categories of long-term care. I can sell long-term care insurance to an 18-year-old. 60% of the people in a nursing home are not over 65. They're younger.
Really?
They're accident victims. They are, 27-year-old men who are invincible and wind up breaking their neck in a skiing accident.
That's what I mean. We don't plan, expect the unexpected, which you can make healthy decisions about working out and eating right, but that won't stop a truck from running you over. There's other things that you can't necessarily plan for, right. And even something as simple as, broken arm, broken leg.
Exactly. And then we've got, in the news right now, there's a lot of hubbub about this GRA and how the federal government is saying, hey, baby boomers have all this money, and it's all in qualified money, which hasn't been taxed yet, and let's try to figure out how to pull that out and tax it. So there's a lot of talk about the federal government is looking at setting up a GRA, which is a government retirement account. So they want us to put our money into the government account so the government can borrow it, but then they promise us that we'll get it back, and there's like a 2% interest. About the only way to protect yourself from that is an insurance product. And so if you've got IRA sitting around and you just aren't sure, I'm not telling you to run panic that it's going to happen tomorrow because it won't. It takes a while. But they've been talking about this for 3 years. So if you think it's brand new.
If it's just now making it to the news, if they're telling you that they're cloning sheep, that means we've been cloning people for a while. So if it's just now public knowledge, that means it's been going on behind the scenes forever. So it's not really going to be an overnight thing. It's been in the works.
Exactly. There's a Wall Street Journal article that was done in 2008 about how congressional hearings went on and they were saying, hey, we need to get this money and this is what we need to do. And so they've looked at a couple of things. It's, right now mandatory distribution is 70 and a half. That's when you have to start taking out of those funds so that the government can get their tax dollars. But they're thinking of moving that to, a younger age, maybe 65, maybe 50. So now we're having, there's just so much that goes on that affects you that we as Americans tend to put our head in the sand.
And again, unless you're really passionate about insurance like you are or people protecting themselves, when are we going to find the time to educate ourselves about it?
Yeah, and you hear this stuff and you think, oh, it'll never happen. Who would have thought that we would be where we are right now? if you look in the history books, back to 1927, guess what? That's where we are. So if you think it won't happen, you really need to stop kidding yourself.
History always repeats itself.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it's not that, when I come into your house, I'm not trying to figure out how to sell something to you. I'm really trying to figure out how to keep you in your house. What do you need to do to make sure that you get this and make sure that you have all the assets protected that you want? Mm-hmm. Arizona joined the Long-Term Care Partnership Program about a year ago, which means dollar for dollar, your assets are protected for whatever amount of long-term care insurance you have. So if your estate's worth $200,000 and you have a long-term care policy worth $100,000, when your policy expires, when you've used that $100,000, you only have to spend down $100,000 of your estate. You can keep $100,000. Before, you had to spend down all $200,000.
Wow.
So, you know, people who say, oh, I have enough money, I can pay for my long-term care. National
You've never
average.
Been to a, you know, had anything serious happen and spent the night at Scottsdale Healthcare.
Yeah. Well, and the average cost is $150,000 a year. So even if you have it, why do you want to spend it? Why wouldn't you spend the insurance companies before you'd spend yours?
Right. You know, only been paying into them for an entire lifetime also.
And the baby boomer generation is also known as the sandwich generation. And I'm a sandwich. I take care of my father-in-law, who's 89 years old and has Alzheimer's. He lives with us a few months out of the year. He lives with another family member. I have a 15-year-old son at home still.
Wow.
So, I mean, I've got a 19-year-old in college. So, you know, we can't do it all. We have to hire nurses for Daddy. We have to pay for that, and it's like $20 an hour.
Wow. Penny, what is the best number for people to reach you at Cassell Insurance Agency?
The website is
CassellConsulting.net. CassellConsulting.net is the web. And then
There's a little form on the web that we put just on a landing page for you guys to fill out. And then I can get you some information. If you just want a booklet for information on, like, home health care, I can send you one of those. If you want to sit down and talk to me, you can ask for an appointment at that time.
And people can also, you could also go into a company, right, and talk to them.
Absolutely.
If there's more than one person.
Yeah, and I do buy-sell agreements with, you know, partnerships and stuff like that, too. I mean, we do a lot of things. My husband has been in insurance forever. And, you know, he's a master at the life insurance and how to make sure that if one partner dies, the company doesn't have to implode because you have to pay off a spouse or something to that effect.
Wow.
So, but the phone number is 480-788-4544.
That's 480-788-4544. And if you missed that website, again, it was Cassell, C-A-S-A-L, consulting.net, CassellConsulting.net, 480-788-4544. Any last words you'd like to leave my listeners with, Penny?
No, I would just tell them, I would encourage you to go talk to somebody. Even if it's not me, sit down with your insurance agent, especially if you're on Medicare. Now is open enrollment for you. You have from now until December 31st to make a decision. So your time is now to be asking the questions. If you're on a Medicare Advantage program, should you stay? If you're on a Medicare supplement program, should you stay? Are you on the right one? Make sure that your costs aren't higher than they need to be. Just do a cost review. It's the same insurance as everywhere. So make sure that you've got the right one for you.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Penny. And I'm going to come in and talk to you so that next time you're on the show, I'll even have a better idea of what I want to do, because it is the end of the year, mm-hmm. and I want to be able to start the new year fresh and have everything be in alignment. And then you have peace of mind, and you can't put a price tag on that.
Absolutely. So many seniors worry all night long about what ifs, and if I can take the worry box and close it, and they don't have to worry about that what if anymore, then I've done my job.
Thanks so much, Penny. Mm-hmm. We're going to be back on the other side with Jennifer O'Bannon.
Hi, this is Les Brown, Mrs. Mamie Brown's baby boy. I'm a speaker, I'm an author, I'm a speech coach, and I'm an event planner. When you bring someone in to talk about sales, you need someone that can expand the vision of your sales force, and particularly those top performers that are stuck, to give them methods, techniques, and also to create a shift that can take them to the next level. Alan Castilla, because he knows, he has experience, he's been there, he's done it, and he's also my coach, and I can tell you, I've seen them all. When you want a trainer that can really make some impact, that will show up on your bottom line, Alan Castilla, he's the man who will get the job done.
This is Michelle Kors with Vita Bella Weight Loss Center's HCG Diet Plan. Vita Bella with the original Dr. Simeon's HCG Natural Hormone Diet. And maintain your weight loss. Vita Bella Weight Loss Center's 623-334-5280. That's
623-334-5280. You sexy thing, you.
Hey, this is CeCe Peniston, and you're listening to Michelle Kors, 6 Degrees. Finally!
Stimulating talk.
It gets those synapses in your brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
Fashion.
Welcome to Michelle Kors 6 Degrees. If you just tuned in, you're just in time. We're visiting with Jennifer O'Bannon, stylist and wardrobe consultant. She can help you save time and money while feeling fabulous and being fashion forward, of course. If you have a question or comment for our guest, 866-472-5788. That's 866-472-5788. I had the pleasure and opportunity of meeting Jennifer. You ever have those nights where you have to go out, but you don't really feel like going out? But then after you got out, you're like, okay, this is why I needed to be here. And I didn't really feel like going to this meeting, although I love all the people there. And I went to one of Gia's events, Arizona Women's Networking, and I met Jennifer and Chelsea. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this is why I was here tonight. I had to meet these two incredible women, and we had so much in common. And well, aside from the fact that I'm not very fashion forward, but and it was really easy. Well, I'm learning. And so getting dressed for the studio is like, oh my gosh, Jen is going to be there. I've got to look amazing. But it's been such an honor to meet you. And you've worked with people, I mean, celebrities, coast to coast, and help them, you know, well, whether it's through branding, which is one of the things that I've been having to do, correct, is really discover my own personal brand and realize that I am the product, so I need to be representing myself and absolutely feeling good about who I am and what I'm doing when I'm out in the community. And like Maddie and I were talking earlier, and she's so excited to meet you, and you'll be on her show soon. You know, when you're doing a lot of public speaking, it's a little different than being behind the mic. And so when I realize all eyes are actually on me, how important feeling good and being your personal best is. And I'm not the best shopper. I mean, I'm good at price shopping, but I'm not good at necessarily knowing what's best for my personality or my body or figure. And you have so many different things that you do. I mean, you don't have to be a high-profile, fashion-forward individual to work with Jennifer. Maybe you're out interviewing for a job, and Jen's going to be working with us in the new year on the Get Hired Up series as well. She's going to be back for round two. But tell my audience a little bit about, you know, how you got interested in style and fashion and doing all the incredible things that you do.
You know, how I got interested, it was probably film, quite honestly. I was raised in a very small farm town, under 3,000 people, so it wasn't exposure. And I just, it's been just innate. It's something that was always in my genes and my soul, definitely my soul. I truly have the cliche, passion for fashion. And it wasn't going to be denied. And again, in the small farm town in a rural community of, you know, little high school and junior high, I was stepping out. I was stepping out every day, and I was trying to do the more creative, aggressive thing I could come up with when all the rest of the kids were wearing, you know, bell-bottom blue jeans and concert T-shirts. And even when I would go to, like, a Kiss concert, yes, I just dated myself, I would wear, you know, I'd step out like I was going to a cocktail party or something, and everybody else would be in rock clothes, and there I would be. And it's just been something that's in my soul, and I will not deny it, and it's proven to be a good thing.
My Nana always says, set the trends, don't follow them, and it's always better to be overdressed than underdressed.
Oh, that's the gospel truth, girl.
So I never worry about it.
No. And I think you always look fabulous, let's just be
honest. Oh, thank you. You know what I have noticed, including, like, well, since you and Maddie were going to be here today, and I thought Ryan might be filming, we all have a tendency, I know I do, to mm-hmm. dress towards my mood. And I haven't been feeling that great lately. And I think I can speak for a lot of people out there. They're tired or stressed or whatever. But it is amazing, you know, when you do your hair and you do your makeup and maybe you put on one of your favorite things, it does instantly kind of change how you feel or how you're feeling about yourself. And what I love about your work is that, yes, you can take somebody to Barney's and Neiman's and everywhere, but you can also take them to my sister's closet or Goodwill, and you have such an mm-hmm. eye. And more importantly, you can start with what they already have. Mm-hmm. One of the things that you did for me is you came in and we went through my closet, and this is a service that you provide. And the first thing you do is eliminate anything that does not work, clearly. Now, mm-hmm. being green, I don't know if Mario's still listening, the ability to recycle your clothes now and create a little green for yourself and buy new clothes, so there's no excuse for you not to be able to probably get a new outfit because you can return some of your clothes, consign them, earn a little credit, and then reshop.
Exactly.
But is teaching people to work with what they already have. So it's not that you have to go spend money. And the money that they spend by having you do a personal consultation helps them learn about their own personal body as well as their own personal, their personality. Maybe like me, they are their brand. Or if you're out looking for a job or a lot of people are out networking, you know what? Image is everything. I mean, people are making, we make impressions based on what we see. that, you know, that is our first impression.
And it's not always the words ever do.
Yeah, it's not necessarily the best way to judge somebody, but we do it. We do it unconsciously. So being your personal best is something that Jen helps you do. Again, you don't have to be a celebrity. You don't have to be a politician. Mm-hmm. You don't have to be famous. But you've really helped me work with the clothes I already have. There's also some staple items that you tell everybody that they need in their wardrobe.
Most definitely, most definitely. And I couldn't agree more with your first comments about how you feel. And I actually was thinking about this on my drive down. And it is very key. And, you know, even though we're sitting here with radio, and we could be just in our underwear, and wouldn't that be fun, kids?
Yeah, I used to do that on my old show.
Yes.
All night, I'll talk all night, all naked. Clothing is optional.
There we go. Clothing optional radio.
We're on the air. But, hey, there's no webcam, so feel free.
Exactly. But it does affect how you feel. And if you are kind of in a funk and a slump, really put on an exciting color. Color will motivate you instantly. Put on your favorite piece. And you will find that if you do take, you know, force yourself to take 5 minutes to do your hair, it will change your attitude. It completely transforms you. And I know it's a little bit of a push at time when that, you know, the sweats are just feeling so darn good. And if you do take a little bit of time and just visualize yourself, you will see a quick shift in your attitude. But getting back to your point of what are things that, you know, are key to a closet, I would say for men and women, really, I can say a few pieces real quick. Black trousers, a white cotton shirt, and a trench coat, and a good pair of fitting jeans. Now, getting back to the women's side of that, I would, you know, have the be a worsted wool trouser if you could. And, of course, the blouse, white cotton blouse, could be of any silhouette. But if you're busty, let's look at certain things. If you're not, and again, it goes a different direction. And then for an all-weather coat, a trench coat, you can just get a dark one, and it would work well for evening, works well for day, especially here. You don't need anything extremely heavy, but you have it, and you can tote it on the aircraft if you're traveling somewhere. And fitted jeans, getting good fitting jeans, ladies, I know that's just one of our banes of our existence, but once you find it and go through the steps, the same with your bra, it's really is something that you'll never have to worry about again. You can slip them on and do a whole lot of things. And the thing I would tell you about denim, real quick, is you can't go wrong with a boot cut. Anybody with a wider hip needs to have more flare at the bottom. And even if you're a narrow hip, long-legged model type, it still will look very attractive on you. It's very much a classic cut. That's the direction I immediately look at. And like I talked with you, Michelle, about the pockets on the back, and how that can either make you have a booty or no booty. If you have no booty, go ahead and work with pockets with flaps. And that's good because that gives you a little bit more dimension. If you do have a big booty, just stay with a patch pocket. Or you can even go with the pocketless back. But, those are really rare, and that's in a spandex thing, and that's probably not even worthy of speaking about. If you have an older derriere that seems to have followed gravity, then I would advise you to take the pockets that are closer to the yoke of the back of the jeans, and it raises your caboose up a little bit visually. As to some of these younger trends, the pockets have been sliding down to the back of their thighs a little bit. That is not a flattering look for folks who don't have that high, firm, took
it's
us any longer.
It's not even flattering on some of the younger people
well,
either.
You know, it's not. I was not a fan of it, but, you know. It obviously sold well, so who are we to say?
Well, see, what I love about many of the guests like you on my show and like Penny is that you have all these different solutions. And for me, believe it or not, I mean, clothing is an intimidating thing. I don't like them all. I know that's strange, but I hate, you know what, Sky? I don't like parking. Is the thing. I don't feel like parking and dealing with the mall. And I don't like to go into the mall because a couple reasons. It's somewhat cookie cutter. I'm not saying there's some amazing eclectic stores, but I don't want to wear what everybody else is wearing. And I do want a little bit of my own personal style. And I think retail prices are insane. You know, I do enjoy, when I feel like shopping, I enjoy the treasure hunt kind of thing.
Ooh.
I enjoy being at, but I don't necessarily know what to look for. And so when you take the time to work with someone like Jennifer, it might even be once, where you get an incredible amount of information. I want you to tell me the process of like a wardrobe review, but I really enjoy it because I would like a closet that I can walk into and then I kind of wear everything and then it's easy and it's a no-brainer whether I'm having a fat day or a thin day, you know, whether it's psychological or we're actually really experiencing it, because there's something about feeling great when you walk out. And every time I look I mean, again, we don't have a television show here, but Jen, you always look, I mean, classic beauty. I mean, you always look completely put together, but yet very simple and elegant. A little black cotton dress, but great jewelry and great earrings. And, you know, your hair is slicked back and very sexy. So just little things that we can do. But we don't. A lot of us don't know what to do. And so if you want to save, you might be paying Jennifer to come visit you, but you're going to save time and money, because when you're buying the wrong clothes, you're working against yourself,
definitely,
probably even against the way you're feeling. And to be able to go to have a personal shopper, go to a My Sister's Closet, and I swear to God, you're going to pay me to sponsor this show one day, because I'm always plugging Ann. So Ann's got to be a part of Get Hired Up. We're going to go tag team Ann. I've already called her, but
good.
I haven't followed up with her. But again, there's no reason to not be dressing and feeling your best. They've got shirts for $7.95. Some of them are on sale,
correct,
for 40% off. But you can find incredible brands, and it's not, my grandma always taught me, it's not about the brand. It's about, you know, the man that makes the clothes, not the clothes that make the man. And you can put something very simple and elegant that was $10 with a great piece of jewelry on, and you'll look and feel amazing. And I think we all know those days that we have when we are feeling really good, and we notice that people seem to be attracted to us, like our energy is radiating.
That's completely true.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And then, or there are some days where I feel like death warmed over and it seems like everyone's coming. I'm like, what's going on? But, you know, it's that energy that we feel. And if you're, again, if you're dating, if you're going on a job interview, whatever you might, if you're talking in front of people, whatever, performing, if you're at a networking event, you should always be at your personal best. And I think people want to, they just don't know how.
Well, and also, if you just have someone who knows style, as in depth as I do, because I've studied the history of fashion and the whole nine yards, then just having someone, investing in someone like myself to come in and say, you're getting it right, or here's the one thing I tweak, or you'll find a better result if you do this, then does make you that better person. That better person does conduct more efficiently in life and more confidently, and with that, we all know that will draw through the manifestation, you know, the business, the success and everything that you're wanting and desiring in your life, and just to be happy with yourself and feel confidence, you know, the main thing in my book. But
another friend of mine who's mm-hmm. a designer had told me, because she'd helped me go through a little purge prior to your purge through my closet, and I just let Jennifer do whatever she wanted. Anything she told me to get rid of, I let the laws of the universe dictate that. I took it into a consignment shop, and if they took it, then it was meant to stay there. If they left it, I might have snuck an item back. Otherwise, I took it to Blessings, my other favorite place to donate things.
Oh, me too. Mm-hmm.
Blessings is a 501c3. And actually, this is important. I don't want to take away time from Jennifer. But hey, if you have any, even old makeup, old lipstick, ladies, anything that I know you think you'd normally throw away, Blessings is a 501c3, and they put together free bags for homeless women or abused women and children, free bags of stuff. So even if you have half shampoo that you don't like, there's a use for it, and you can recycle it. And any of your clothes that maybe a consignment store won't take, please take to Blessings. They're right on like Scottsdale and Shea area.
Yeah, it's a wonderful place.
And when we're going to come back, we're going to talk with Jennifer about how she helps people really identify their personal style. Because again, when you're dressing to that, everything works together. When you look good, you feel good, you do good, my Nana always says. So we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be back on the other side with my very special guest, Jennifer O'Bannon.
Hi, this is Les Brown, Mrs. Mamie Brown's baby boy. I'm a speaker, I'm an author, I'm a speech coach, and I'm an event planner. When you bring someone in to talk about sales, you need someone that can expand the vision of your sales force, and particularly those top performers that are stuck, to give them methods, techniques, and also to create a shift that can take them to the next level. Alan Castilla, because he knows, he has experience, he's been there, he's done it, and he's also my coach, and I can tell you, I've seen them all. When you want a trainer that can really make some impact, that will show up on your bottom line, Alan Castilla, he's the man who will get the job done.
For Ben Walker, a divine intervention.
Who are you? I'm an angel sent here to help you straighten out your life.
Gives him a second chance.
Call the great what if.
What if I follow God's plan for your life instead of your own?
Kevin Sorbo, Christy Swanson, John Ratzenberger, and Debbie Ryan.
Thank you for letting me make things right. I want to be yours from now on.
What if?
Streaming live, the leader in internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back to 6 Degrees. If you just tuned in, well, you're a little late, but that's okay. You can catch us on our podcast. We are visiting with Jennifer O'Bannon, stylist and wardrobe consultant that can help you save time and money while feeling fabulous and, of course, being fashion forward. And again, we were talking earlier. I said, my grandmother always says, it's the man that makes the clothes, not the clothes that make the man. But it's amazing when you can take any item and put it on, whether you got it at Neiman's or you got it at a consignment store. And it really completely changes the way in which you feel and the way in which you face the world. And for a lot of us, a lot of people out there, and Penny, you're out networking all the time and meeting people. I mean, you want to be your best. You want to feel good at what you're doing. You want to be comfortable. You don't want to be, you know, fidgeting. And I tend to like the flowy clothes. My friend's like, well, you get away from the whole hippie chick thing. You know, but I like flowy. But there's a way to do that the right way, well, Jen, so that compliments me. Because I'm also vertically challenged. So I don't need to look like I'm 3 feet tall by wearing the wrong long flowy hippie dress.
Well, the thing is, what I tell, because I also volunteer a women's organization to help women get back on their feet as well. And the key thing when I'm wardrobing them to help them possibly in job interviews and such is I can put these wonderful things on you and you'll look marvelous. But the key thing, the important thing is how comfortable are you in it? Because I don't need you sitting there thinking about your ensemble instead of what's being said to you. And so as back to your point, if you're confident and comfortable and not thinking and fidgeting and, oh, I'm not used to wearing this kind of tie or this kind of skirt, then all better for it. Something that moves naturally with you and you're feeling great about yourself. You know, and it again, it's even around the house. I would really recommend making yourself put one more special thing on. It will change your attitude. Even when I have worked with some of the models and photo shoots and such, if they're not even going to be photographed from the feet up, I still have them wear the heels so they're feeling that whole attitude because it'll reflect in their face. It'll reflect in their voice if they're doing TV or whatever. But
we had Pam Springer on the show, and when she was on, I was thinking of you, and I'd really like to introduce the two of you, and she's going to also be part of the Get Hired Up series. We haven't announced that yet here, but she was saying every day she gets up and she puts her face on, and without her lashes and everything, she can't function. And I've been thinking about that more. I mean, Dominic does the same thing every day, gets dressed up to go to the living room for work. And, you know, but sometimes for me, I actually plan days where I don't have to do anything all day because I'm always on.
See, exactly.
But then I'd realize, you know, well, maybe I would feel better if I showered. But sometimes I go, wait, if I make all my meetings on this day, I only have to do my hair that day and I can wear this outfit and it'll work for everything.
No, I think that's so healthy. I do think that's healthy to give yourself way downtime. Way downtime is very key. And I would totally allow myself that. But you mentioned another good thing, and that is for those of folks like myself who work from home or, you know, not out in a regular 9-to-5 office environment, that it will reflect in your voice if you're sitting there still in your PJs. Mm-hmm. And you will reflect a more business attitude, and you'll be thinking more sharply if you do go ahead and dress, even though you're working from home. Mm-hmm. I know that sounds ridiculous, but it's the gospel truth. You know how when you talk with somebody on the phone, you can hear them smiling?
Yeah.
It's the same kind of thing. It truly is.
Now, another thing that you do, and I was thinking about you the other day, I was met a new friend of mine who apparently was already a friend of mine on Facebook, but she said, gosh, I'm always having to go from work to evening. Like, I'll have days and she's like, I'm tired of schlepping everything around. So you can help people make their wardrobe more functional or get those key pieces or some things that they can transition from professional to sexy or, you know, again, day to night, evening, work, and you know, what staple items those might be.
Well, you know, everything is so spread out here in the Phoenix, you know, area, the valley. And so it is a situation where you probably do have to go from work to either another professional cocktail event or just meeting friends for cocktails even, or maybe a hot date, aren't we lucky? And in that, you know, think forward before that date arrives. And, of course, black is your go-to color, or lack of color, really.
I know. See, we didn't even have to send a memo. We are all here today. And Maddie Rose joined us again. Maddie is launching a fashion entertainment show. And I said, well, you have to meet Jennifer. I believe she's already friended you on Facebook.
Yes, she has.
She's a Facebook queen. And she'll be launching her show here on the network, Voice America Kids, in January. And I think she'd probably love to have you as a guest.
Yeah, I would love to have you as a guest.
Oh, you got me, girl.
And I asked her if she already had her own stylist. So, and you could already talk to her mom and dad.
Correct.
So that could be a new career for you as well. A new client, I should say.
A new
not
client.
Career.
A new client. But getting back to what we were talking about, yeah, black would be the first place you start. And if you're a gal, your simple transition from office to that evening could be just changing from flats to heels, if it's a dress, or even pants. A switch up of jewelry is real easy. What I often suggest, since everybody's carrying these big behemoth bags, but we're narrowing down a little bit now, is to put a smaller evening bag within that bag, and inside that carry your jewelry for the evening. And so even if you're meeting folks that you were with that day, later for dinner or something, you can have a new, fresh look by just changing out your jewelry, putting on something that's, you know, beyond office, so maybe it's a little bit more large and statement-worthy, and then switching into maybe a sexier heel, or if you've been working in flats all day, because let's face it, it's hard to do heels all day long and tonight. Go ahead and switch into your heels then. It can be a simple shift of jackets. So if you have on just a black, simple black dress, and you've got a more professional cut jacket, and then you put on something with a little bit more shimmer in the jacket, or you, instead of the jacket, you switch to a shawl. There's all kinds of ways. You can actually, you know, you start with your hair down during the day, and then you just sweep it up into a French twist. There's all kinds of great tips of how you can go easily from your office wear to evening wear. And, you know, switch it in your office or in your car. It's a very easy fix.
What I love about working with you, Jen, is that when you come in, you know, you can do just personal shopping services for people if they just don't want to go by themselves, if they're looking for that
too
special
busy.
Thing and they're too busy. You can do that on your own. But, you know, if you really are interested in having a workable wardrobe where you really wear the clothes that are in there, and I'm sure you have some tips for people who might want to pre-clean out their wardrobe before you come. Someone told me that if you turn all your hangers around backwards, and then you put them the right way after you wear something, whatever's left backwards 3 months later, you haven't worn for 3 months, get rid of, you know. And I don't know if that works or not, but it might be a little way to weed out some of the things that you're not using. We're transitioning seasons here.
Exactly.
And it's also very helpful. A lot of people might be transitioning jobs or even relationships.
Well,
and maybe you're getting married or maybe you're getting divorced. All kinds of reasons that clean out your closet.
That's exactly it. My reasons when I talk with clients, and I'll ask, "What is your? Do you have a transition, or are you just well overdue?" And the transitions that I approach largely are, with this economic environment, we've seen a lot of career changes, and so a lot of people will inquire about my services to help them with that shift, because it can be a completely reinvention of themselves and down a whole nother path. Divorce. And they have to get back into the dating scene. And so, yes, that's something.
We call that the reentry program.
A reentry program. So that's going to take a few more different fashion pieces. And then, you know, bless those who have had great weight loss.
Yes.
That's a total shift in their wardrobe, and
yes,
we really need to address that.
And I think
because it's a real shaping of your body, so everything's going to be a whole different.
I think they tell you psychologically, or what, for whatever reason, get rid of your clothes. If you've dropped 10, 20, 30 pounds,
oh, yeah,
'cause
you'll
get
find
rid
it
of
too
them.
Easy to, yeah.
Uh-huh. Take them out so that they are not an option anymore.
They are not, exactly. They are not an option anymore. So even for a mother whose, you know, kids are now grown, they're no longer toddlers, you know, let's go ahead and start stepping it up to some more interesting pieces that you can afford to wear now, and they won't get ripped up, bigger jewelry or whatever it takes, you know. And let's get rid of some of the sloppy things and start thinking. Now's the time you can start thinking about yourself. You don't have to have as much attention toward the younger and your family. And so, it's definitely all kinds of reasons why someone should have a wardrobe review. And you just feel so much better after you do purge. You feel more assured after you've had someone like myself in there saying, "Yes, you've got it. You're spot on. Let's go. And here's five more pieces that you're missing." And then you'll feel complete, that they really can take on life and go without even thinking about it.
Well, and see, that helped me too, because I don't go shop just to shop. If I'm shopping, I'm on a mission. I'm already looking for something. So after going through my wardrobe review, having that list, so now when I'm out, I'm making the most of my time and my money and my dollars to go, "Oh, I need black pants. I need a crisp white shirt. I need a great chunky silver bracelet," or whatever that might be. And I think that helps. You spend, you know, less time, less money. And then when you know what outfits you can put together, you can use those longer term. We're only going to get to like a couple of the amazing things that Jen does. But you also do professional packing services if somebody's going on vacation, and event styling, weddings, galas, professional photo shoots. And Jennifer's website is very complete and really beautifully done. I love
your
site. But it's just your name, Jennifer O'Bannon.
www.jenniferobannon.com.
Just like it sounds, yeah, O'Bannon.com. And they can also reach you at 480-329-1256. That's 480-329-1256. 8256. And Jen's going to be back in the new year because we're going to be rolling out the Get Hired Up, and it's going to have an complete branding package. So, Jen, thanks so much for everything you've done for me, and I can't wait to have you back and Chelsea. I hope everybody has a safe, happy, super fabulous weekend. Great having you here, Mini Me, Maddie, thank Rose. We will see you in 7. Next turn, knuckles wide and holding tight. So here I go, taking the curve. But I know that I'm never alone. I think of you, and how you'd never let me go. I feel connected. You've been listening to Michelle Corr, 6 Degrees.
I had an awesome time.
Broadcast live. For podcasts, visit Michelle Corr at iTunes. Be sure to tune in next Saturday at 10 a.m.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.